You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Storm Erica is bringing rain to southwest Florida. Authorities in China say the death toll has risen to 158 in the massive warehouse explosions in the port of Tianjin, and some 15 people remain missing. The August 12th series of blasts at a warehouse storing hazardous chemicals was one of China's worst industrial accidents in years and has exposed lax enforcement of safety regulations. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
President Obama is heading to Alaska for a three-day trip focused on how climate change is dramatically altering the nation's biggest state. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
On a swing that'll make him the first sitting president ever to visit the Alaskan Arctic, Obama will see melting glaciers and thawing permafrost, and the ways rising sea levels are attacking Native Alaskan villages. And speaking of Native Alaskans, Obama's announcing their name for North America's tallest peak is now in, and Mount McKinley is out.
Today, we're honored to be able to officially recognize the mountain as Denali.
Alaska GOP Senator Lisa Murkowski and other state leaders are pleased with the move. House Speaker John Boehner of President William McKinley's native Ohio calls it disappointing. Mark Smith at the White House.
The last-minute settlement talks between lawyers for NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady have failed, leaving a judge to decide the fate of Deflategate. Federal Judge Richard Berman says he expects to rule as early as tomorrow whether Brady must serve a four-game suspension to start the season for his role in using underinflated footballs during the playoffs last year. Bluebell Ice Cream is back. The creamery has resumed selling its products in select locations today, 4 months after the Texas-based retailer halted sales due to listeria contamination. Production plants in Texas, Oklahoma, and Alabama then underwent an extensive cleaning. Bluebell Ice Cream is now available at stores in Houston and Austin and parts of Alabama. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host for Hot in Hunterdon, and it is hot today. It's about 91 degrees, and today is Monday, August 31st, and I'm here with you for the hour from 4 to 5. I don't have a guest today, and I wanted to work on changing my format a little bit, so you're all going to be part of my experiment today. So hope you're having a great day, and things are really looking up for you today. I can't believe that we're getting ready. This is the last Monday before Memorial or Labor Day weekend. And next Monday, we won't be broadcasting. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offices will be closed, and therefore the Hunterdon County Chamber Radio will be closed. So I'll be returning in 2 weeks, and I'll have a special guest to talk about fitness and pro health, who is a Hunterdon County business person. So we have that to look forward to. In the meantime, we're going to do a quick commercial, and then I'll give you the weather.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Pat and Heidi and Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon, and I'm Georgine Trinkle, and we have hot weather. So it is actually 91 degrees in Flemington right now, and it's partly sunny. So it's a great summer day. It is not as sunny as I would like it. It's a little bit overcast, but we have just about no wind, so that makes it nice. And tonight we're looking at patchy fog after 3 a.m. and a low around 64. I don't know if there are any pool owners that are listening, but I know the 50-degree days overnight last week really didn't help to keep my pool temperature as warm as I would like it. And I guess that's why we need Mike Mazzo, who was on talking about making our solar pools so that we have warm pool water a little bit longer. So, Mike, I might have to reach out to you. Well, we're looking at Tuesday with a high near 92, but it is actually sunny. So tomorrow looks like a nicer day. And if you want to do a beach day, I would suggest doing that tomorrow. And if you want to call in sick, I will not tell anyone. So tomorrow should be your day. We have Tuesday night, a low around 67. And then Wednesday and Thursday, both looking about the same, mostly sunny with a high near 91. So that is basically the same weather forecast. I think I could have read it every day. It's basically the same. We've got low 90s. We've got partly or mostly sunny skies. And we have no rain in the forecast. So I know that means that some people might need to water their flowers and their grass. I know my flowers were looking a little sad this morning when I came home, so I gave them a quick drink of water, and I hope that they revive themselves, because now is really the perfect time in the garden. It's when our summer flowers are actually, before they start to wilt, they're really blooming, and then some of our fall flowers start to come in. So I like looking at the garden, not knowing what I'm going to see every day, and just looking forward to having some colors and really enjoying that. It's a little gift of nature, and we have to remember to take advantage of it. So hope everyone has a beautiful garden to look at and to be able to share those summer flowers. And if you don't, go out. Go find the sunflower gardens. Go find the great weather that produces such beautiful flowers. Bloom where you're planted, as they say.
Very last moment, would you say stop for a second? I bet you couldn't think for a minute. In the morning light, he says, when will I see you? She says, I don't think tomorrow, babe. Sometimes I wonder if things would change if we stayed together. Would you change your mind? Very last minute, if you stop for a second, think for a moment. This could be a whole lot of trouble, whole lot of trouble, whole lot of trouble for you. Let it dream, remember it.
We had a little bit of Stevie Nicks there, A Whole Lot of Trouble, and I think that sets my mood for today. I think we need to get into a whole lot of trouble on this Monday, so thanks for joining me. If anyone wants to call in today and get into a whole lot of trouble on the air with me, you can call into the studio at 908-237-0410. Again, that number is 908-237-0410, and we can get into a whole lot of trouble on the air. So one of the things we like to do at Hot and Hunterdon is we always like to have a quote, and we certainly try to make it relevant to our topic today. And as I said, today I'm going to do a little bit of change to the format and try a few different things, but one thing I want to do is keep our quote. So our quote today is from F. Scott Fitzgerald, who wrote The Great Gatsby, and it actually comes from that book. And the reason I selected this quote today is because I just finished reading Z, a novel of Zelda Fitzgerald by Teresa Ann Fowler, and I wanted to do a little book review about that. So I selected a quote from F. Scott Fitzgerald, and it says this: "And so with the sunshine and the great bursts of leaves growing on the trees, just as things grow in fast movies, I had that familiar conviction that life was beginning over again with the summer." So I hope for all of you who are actually seeing the tail end of the summer, where the leaves are starting to drop and you can peek in through the forest now and see the rivers and the creeks, I hope that you had a great summer. And if you didn't, there are still a few weeks left. It's not Labor Day weekend until next week. So if you promised yourself that you're going to get down the shore this summer and you haven't done that so far, book a trip or just go down for the day. Just get in the car or catch a train and go to the beach wherever you are and enjoy the sun and the surf and the sand. There's something about the beach for me. I can not sleep for days on end and then drive myself down to the shore, put my my beach blanket down, and within 5 minutes, I'm sound asleep, especially when there's the noise of the shore, when you have people talking and different people playing music, and you hear the kick of the ball or the throwing, the whoosh of the volleyball, and you hear those noises and you're surrounded by other people, but you're still alone, but you feel the presence of a community. And it lulls me to sleep, that and the sound of the surf. It's just something about that. I guess that's why they have the alarm clocks that have the different sounds you could program, and I probably could program a beach sound and actually get some sleep, but then we couldn't get into a whole lot of trouble, so who wants to do that? All right, I have to pay the bills here. We're going to take a few commercials from our sponsors, and then I'll be back with you at Hot and Hunterdon. Stay with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, HuntertonChamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page. And there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
Tell you to be patient. They are blind and they can't see. Fortune gonna come one day, and all gonna fade away. Your daddy the one you see, and your mama gonna long and suffer. It's love.
And there we have it, Life is Sweet, which is a Natalie Merchant song, which reminded me of Zelda Fitzgerald's life from the book Z. So that's why I picked that song by Natalie Merchant, and the lyrics of it is try to comfort you, try to be patient. And the story about Zelda Fitzgerald in this book, again, the book was written by Teresa Ann Fowler. And if you wanted to read the New York Times review of it, you can find that at www.nytimes.com. And it's the 2013 book review. And you can read it. It's called Beautiful and Damned. But the book Z, which I just finished reading, I actually bought it to go on a trip at the end of June down to the beach. And I didn't get to read it or get engrossed into it as much as I would have liked. So I was reading little bits of it here and there. And then when I came home from work Saturday, I got a few chores done. I'm like, I really want to sit down and read this book. It had so much promise. So the story is really about the celebrity couple, Zelda Fitzgerald, and of course, the writer of The Great Gatsby. And when I picked up the book, I thought it would be a little bit about all the parties. They were notorious. They certainly, decades later, there are still stories about Zelda and Scott Fitzgerald's parties and the life that they lived. But I didn't realize how tortured, really, Zelda was and what kind of things that she had to overcome in her life and her marriage to F. Scott Fitzgerald. So that part of it is a love story, but a sad love story, because they ended up really not being what the other needed. And as a result of that, they both had a lot of demons that they were with separately and really didn't get to be the hero of each other's stories. But the book had a lot of promise, and I knew there wasn't going to be a happy ending, but I can't get rid of my optimism, and it's a blessing and a curse. I always want things to, there to be some greater meaning or some idea that these two tortured people did things together or knew love, and that even with the tragedy of their love, that there were more than just madness. So basically, Zelda grew up in the South, and you get a lot of her background in this book about being the daughter of a judge and having certain expectations, and then falling in love with a man who is outside of your comfort zone and just wanting to be with him so much that you leave your life behind and you embark on this new life with lots of parties and different experiences, and you step away from what you know, which is both exhilarating and terrifying. And I think for Zelda Fitzgerald, as this book relates to her, she's such a figure in the jazz era history. And you know, I think when we hear stories about her as they're related, you know, in different books and literary novels, we get this idea that she's so fascinating. But then what is she really? Is she just a woman who loved the wrong man? Is she a woman who loved the right man? And her life ended up, having a series of mental health hospitals and being misdiagnosed. I think towards the end of her life, she was diagnosed as being bipolar. But for, you know, many years before that, she was misdiagnosed with a mental illness and received a lot of different treatments and drugs that didn't exactly cure her. And we don't really know if she's mad or just misdiagnosed and misunderstood, or is she really just a victim of the time to be an outspoken woman? But the book did weave a lot from diaries and letters from Zelda to Scott and Scott to Zelda. And I think it gives you a little bit of a picture of a love that really had no bounds, that was all glittery and, you know, perhaps didn't have the substance. But in the end, it is really quite tragic, because what happens is they live separately. They did have one child together. and all three of them are buried together. But in the end, Zelda actually dies, and she was in a mental hospital. She went for reconditioning, as she called it, when she started to feel that she was incredibly sad or couldn't handle her own emotions. She would check back into this hospital where she received some treatment, and she would recondition herself, talk to some doctors and be on the right track again. Well, it was in one of those reconditioning periods that she ends up perishing in a fire that tore through this hospital, which was actually a mental hospital, and she died. And I thought that was incredibly just a sad ending to her life. Perhaps I should have realized that before I started the book. Maybe it would have been, I would have had a little bit more optimism. But the last line in the book comes from The Great Gatsby, and it really is incredibly sad. And they say that that is on Scott and Zelda's tombstone. And this is the line: "So we beat on, boats against the current, borne back ceaselessly into the past." So somehow, I'd like to think that Zelda and Scott have, this remarkable love affair, and death has no hold on them, and perhaps their demons have been put to rest, and maybe each one has found some peace before their lives ended. I'm obviously never going to know that, but if you do want to read a book that has a lot of possibilities, pick up Z and let me know what you think. You can always call into the studio phone at 908-237-0410. If you read the book or have a review of the book, I don't know really what to make of it. I thought that it ended in a sad and tragic way, and I felt like I didn't get the substance of their love from reading the book. It seemed like they were just in such different paths that they could never possibly manage to get together in a healthy way. And so I don't know if that's just madness or if that's love. I'm really up in the air on that. So if any of the listeners want to let me know if it was madness or love, I sure would love a conclusion to that, because I'm afraid they're going to end up in my head and living in my head trying to figure out exactly what to make of them and their lives, which seems so sad. And what do we have left of them? We have some great works. And Zelda was actually an author in her own right and published many different stories under a co-author with her husband, because according to the book, and I guess historians as well, women pieces for magazines didn't sell unless there was a male co-author. So she was able to easily sell a lot of her stories with her husband's byline, and sometimes it was just his line. And these are stories that were in the Saturday Evening Post and other magazines of that time. And it seemed like she did a lot of his editing and, you know, wasn't recognized as an artist. She was a ballerina. She was a painter. And what we have left of her is the tragic ending of her life in a mental hospital, perishing in a fire. And no acclaim for all the work that she did as an artist. So I think that I'm glad that I read the book, but it's still a little bit sad for me to think that they have no, there's no sweetness to their love or their lives together. So that's our book review for today. We're going to go over to the news and then we'll be back.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The man who shot a Cypress, Texas police officer on Friday appeared in district court today. Shannon Miles is being held without bond. Officials say Officer Darren Goforth was shot 15 times at a gas station.
He runs up behind Deputy Goforth and puts a gun to the back of his head and shoots. Deputy Goforth hits the ground and then he continues to unload his gun.
That was Harris County District Attorney Devin Anderson. Hurricane Ignacio is moving toward Hawaii. It is expected to pass just north of the Big Island and Maui. Meteorologist Eric Lau says a lot of rain is expected.
Also, large swells from Ignacio can be expected along the east and southeast facing shores over the next few days.
And in the Atlantic, Tropical Storm Erica is bringing heavy rain to southwest Florida. This is USA Headline News.
This report is brought to you by INRIX. Ever wish you had a crystal ball while sitting in traffic? The INRIX Annual Urban Mobility Scorecard isn't crystal, but it may be just as valuable. Jim Bach, co-author, Annual Urban Mobility Scorecard.
Thanks to population growth and an improving economy, traffic has reached a point where drivers need to plan more than twice as much travel time to account for unexpected delays from bad weather, a collision, or construction zones. Drivers waste 42 hours on average in traffic over the course of the year, at a cost of nearly $1,000 in lost time and wasted fuel. Even more in our worst traffic cities like D.C., L.A., San Francisco, and New York.
Published with the Texas A&M Transportation Institute, the report reveals the best and worst times to travel and how much time and money drivers waste in traffic. It also explains what traffic congestion levels say about local economies. To find out where your city ranks in traffic delays and download a free app to help you avoid traffic, visit INRIX.com.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The man who shot a Cypress, Texas police officer on Friday appeared in district court today. Shannon Miles is being held without bond. Officials say Officer Darren Goforth was shot 15 times at a gas station.
He runs up behind Deputy Goforth and puts a gun to the back of his head and shoots. Deputy Goforth hits the ground and then he continues to unload his gun.
That was Harris County District Attorney Devin Anderson. Hurricane Ignacio is moving toward Hawaii. It is expected to pass just north of the Big Island and Maui. Meteorologist Eric Lau says a lot of rain is expected.
Also, large swells from Ignacio can be expected along the east and southeast facing shores over the next few days.
And in the Atlantic, Tropical Storm Erica is bringing heavy rain to southwest Florida. This is USA Headline News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 27th through September 7th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Progress is being made in the state of Washington, where a wildfire is still burning about 144,000 square miles. Spokesperson Bernie Panetta says firefighters are finally able to fight the blaze from the sky as well as the ground.
First time in a long time that we were able to do that because we haven't been able to see to fly. So we're back in business in terms of fire suppression activity.
And overnight, an eastern Oregon fire destroyed two homes. Austria's decision to start inspecting trucks at its border with Hungary has created a huge 15-mile traffic jam on the main Budapest-Vienna highway. The inspections came following the deaths of 71 migrants in a food truck in Austria last week. Five suspected human traffickers have been detained. Stocks have been lower on Wall Street. Investors appear to be reacting to signs that the Federal Reserve is still on pace to raise interest rates next month. Over the weekend, Fed Vice Chairman Stanley Fischer said policymakers still have a pretty strong case for raising rates in September. This is USA Headline News.
Southeastern Baptist Theological Seminary is excited to announce free, massive, open online courses to equip God's people to serve the church and fulfill the Great Commission. These non-credit classes are completely free, no hidden cost, easy registration, and self-pacing with no deadlines. The same world-class faculty, the same content, the same great resources accessible to the church. Topics include interpreting and teaching the Bible, evangelism and missions, theology and culture, and work and worship. Go, take a class, learn, serve. Find out more at sebts.edu/MOOC.
Police in Thailand have issued arrest warrants for two more suspects in the deadly August 17th bombing at a Bangkok shrine. AP correspondent Vijay Joshi reports that bomb-making material was found in an apartment.
Police are investigating. They still don't have a very clear idea of who these people are, whether they are directly involved in the bombing or are they part of an organized crime network and they are somehow connected with the bombing.
Police also carried out raids over the weekend, arresting one person and seizing equipment. Last-minute settlement talks between lawyers for NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady have failed, leaving a judge to decide the fate of Deflategate. Federal Judge Richard Berman says he will make his ruling as early as tomorrow on whether Brady must serve a 4-game suspension to start the season for his role in using underinflated footballs during the playoffs last year. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Alaska, where he and the president will be addressing the State Department's Conference on Global Leadership in the Arctic. Obama is already making waves with his decision to change the name of the tallest mountain in North America from Mount McKinney to Denali, its traditional Alaska Native name. Obama's 3-day trip will also focus attention on climate change. Taylor Swift has won MTV's Video of the Year for Bad Blood last night at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. She also presented Kanye West with the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award. And Miley Cyrus had an intentional wardrobe malfunction. MTV says the clip will be removed from future broadcasts. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And we're back here at Hot and 100, and this is Georgine Trinkle, your host. Today is Monday, August 31st, and we're just wrapping up listening to the news, and our prayers and thoughts, of course, go out to the officer that was killed, and we do hope that the community is able to provide some support for the law enforcement family. It's a terrible thing, and we certainly offer our thoughts and prayers. And I know you thought I was done with the Zelda Fitzgerald and the book Z, but I actually have one more thing to do on that, and that's a song, True Companion by Mark Cohn. Maybe a little bit about their love.
I've been searching like everybody else. Can't say nothing different about myself. Sometimes I'm an angel and sometimes I'm cruel. And when it comes to love, I'm just another fool. Yes, I'll climb a mountain. I'm gonna swim the sea. There ain't no act of God, girl, could keep you safe from me. My arms are reaching out, out across this canyon. I'm asking you to be my true companion, true companion, true companion. So don't you dare and try to walk away. I got my heart set on our wedding day. I've got this vision of a girl in white. Made my decision that it's you, alright. When I take your hand, I'll watch my heart set sail. I'll take my trembling finger, I'll lift up your veil. Then I'll take you home. And with wild abandon, make love to you just like a true companion. You are my true companion. I got a true companion. Oh, a true companion. When the years have done irreparable harm, I can see us walking slowly arm in arm, just like that couple on the corner do. Always be in love with you. When I look in your
for my true companion, just for my true companion, true companion, true companion.
Well, thanks everyone for letting me be a little crazy about the love affair between Zelda and F. Scott Fitzgerald. I guess I just wanted to believe that it wasn't madness and demons and selfishness, and it was love that made them both soar to the top, especially with his writings that are classic and timeless and will always remember. But they had a love that just didn't lend itself for recovery and happiness, I guess. But I guess I'm a little I'm still stuck on the book, so I guess that's good when you read a book, but it's really because it's about people that you feel reading The Great Gatsby. And I know there's a movie on that, and I haven't seen it. I'm not sure if it's out now or not, but I'll have to look into that and see if the movie version makes them come to life and makes it any easier for me. Because I want to be optimistic, and I know some of the greatest love stories allow us to believe in that timelessness, that love really conquers all. But in their case, it wasn't to be true. So I promise I'm done with F. Scott Fitzgerald and Z, and I'll move on to a few other things we want to take care of today. One is a reminder, save the date, Norwest Cap's 50th anniversary is coming up. The cocktail hour is at 6 o'clock on September 17th. It is at Fiddler's Elbow in Bedminster. And I do have a date. Actually, today I found out I have a date. So I am definitely looking forward to that event. And we're going to have a good time. There'll be some information about Norwest Cap, but there'll also be a lot of fun things that include some silent auction items and some baskets and a very nice client speech, I think, which would inspire all of us to want to do more. So I hope you join us. There are still some opportunities for an ad journal or to be a sponsor. I know Chris is getting ready to send his sponsor for our ad into Norwest Cap. You can send it to 411@norwestcap.org. Or go on our website, www.norwestcap.org, and you can click on the home page, and then I'll take you to the ticket page where you could purchase tickets, be a sponsor, or just support a great organization. I also want to mention a Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce event, and that is the upcoming golf outing, which is on September 21st. And that's also at a country club, but a different country club. So if you'd like to go to Copper Hill Country Club and play a little golf and support the great work of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, I would say that you should do that if you're a golfer. It's always a great event, and I'm pretty certain that it does get sold out. So you may want to get your registration in right away. I'm sure you could call Laura about that or Chris, and they give you a little bit more information. They still have sponsorships available, and it's actually very reasonable. A T-Sign sponsor is just $50. Green sponsor is $150. And a golf for a member is $185, $225 if you're a non-member. So that might be your reason to join the chamber right there to get your discount on their golf classic. And again, that's September 21st. At Copper Hill Country Club. So I hope you try to support the chamber, not just the radio station here, but the chamber does so much to support businesses. You may recall the last time I was on the air, I had Shane Zwiebel here, and we were talking about his Custom 7 line, and get a little bit more information on that and having logos designed. We're talking about family businesses and how you emerge from that in a different economy and with different techniques and customs. So I hope everyone enjoyed that and looks to support the local businesses, and, of course, the Hunter County Chamber of Commerce. We do have to pay the bills here, so we're going to do a few commercials, and then we'll be back. Okay, I'm not sure exactly what is going on with our commercials, but that didn't seem to work. So just bear with me here for a moment while I try to figure this out. Everything seemed fine before. So let's see if we could figure this out today.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hyde Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon. Sorry for that little delay in our sponsors, but I knew one of the commercials was working, so luckily we got that all figured out. And of course, this hour goes so quickly, I don't know what to make of it, but there was a topic that I wanted to talk about, and that is, I'm not sure that there's much we can do about it this time, but I want to bring this to everyone's attention. There was a special public notice, and unfortunately, I'm not sure what the date of this special public notice was, but it was for a special meeting for the freeholders on August 26th, and it was to discuss the jail operations plan and for any matters that come before the board, and it was anticipated that the formal action would be taken. So the freeholders did take formal action, and they did approve actually closing or merging the Hunterdon County Jail to Somerset County. And this was, I've only read about it, recently, and I wasn't sure if everyone had an opportunity really to find out a little bit more about that and to ask some questions. So I started to do a little research, and it turns out that you can actually find out exactly how many inmates are in the Hunterdon County Jail and their names and the description of why they're at the Hunterdon County Jail. So I was a little uncomfortable with that, but it is certainly public information. And I know recently, the Sussex County Prosecutor's Office, they issued a statement about not including names on social media and Facebook sites. So this, however, is something a little bit different. You can actually go on the Hunterdon County public safety page, and you can get the population and active charge report. So I found out that there are, as of August 27th, 78 inmates that are in the Hunterdon County Jail, and all of their reasons, although, you know, you don't really understand all of it, but they do have some different abbreviations, so I don't know exactly. I'm afraid that I don't know exactly some of these things, what they are, but I see drug-related charges, let's just say, theft, credit, sexual assault, all different things for these, as you would expect, for 78 inmates. But now what they're going to be doing is having the inmates at the Somerset County Jail where they're going to pay a flat fee, and from there, the county should be saving, they're estimating, I believe it was $1 million. But there are some things that concern me, and one of those, of course, is that, what about visiting people? So if you are at the Hunterdon County Jail, and you have family that's local, and you know, perhaps have family that has limited means, how are they going to get to visit you at Somerset County? Because I did find in the Hunterdon County Jail, there's a lot of information about visiting, when the visit schedule is, how long they will be, what you can bring to a visit. And it seemed like the Hunterdon County Department of Public Safety made it really easy for inmates to receive visitors. And so a little concerned if the freeholders have thought that out and how residents from Hunterdon County will be able to visit their relatives or loved ones or friends when they're housed in the Somerset County Jail as opposed to being right here in Hunterdon County. The other question I had is that Hunterdon County has a inmate labor assistance program, the DEAR Recovery Program. And you may all remember last year, the county freeholders indicated that it saved $50,000. So, and it was also, you know, an opportunity to give back, and it's a nationally accredited program and helped citizens. And it seemed like it was a great way for the county to not only save money, but to help the people that were custodians or offenders to actually give back in the community. So I don't know what's going to happen to that. And I don't know how the inmates are going to be visited when they're in a different county and when we don't have transportation really that goes from Hunterdon to Somerset easily. And I also wonder about the local municipal police departments. How are they going to transport prisoners? They used to just be able to go to Flemington and leave their prisoner. Now will they have to go to Bridgewater, which is probably another 15 miles from Flemington? So these are the kind of questions I would like to have asked, but it seemed like from when I first learned about it until seeing it over the weekend that the decision's already been made. So I don't know if they're still mulling it over. But if you have someone that is in the Division of Corrections for Hunterdon County, this is going to have an impact on them. And I think it will also have an impact on municipal police departments. I'm not sure if the county is going to be doing the transports for court hearings, if Hunterdon County will still house some inmates. I know that in the paper it did, and that was a Hunterdon County Democrat, it did indicate that some of the offices, you know, they'd have some administrative offices at the jail. So this is a big change for Hunterdon County. There is one other county that closed their jail through a merged service agreement. I'm all for merged services, and I'm all for saving money, but I'm also for dialoguing, collaborating, and having open communication with all of the people that could possibly be impacted. So join the conversation. Try to find out a little bit more if you can. And I'll keep you updated.
When the years have done irreparable harm, I can see us walking slowly arm in arm, just like that couple on the corner do. Cause girl, I will always be in love with you. When I look in your eyes, I still see that spot. Until the shadows fall, until the room grows dark, then when I leave this earth, I'll be with the angels standing.
And it looks like we are out of time today at Hot 100, and this hour goes past so quickly for me. So it's August 31st, and we have a couple more sponsors, and then we'll be turning to the news. But I hope you stay around for Ruth Ann. She has her celebration hour, and you know she will always have something positive to make your day a little more uplifting. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Or you'll be able to listen in 2 weeks unless you want to FaceTime me. Have a great week, everyone.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. The man who shot a Cypress, Texas police officer on Friday appeared in district court today. Shannon Miles is being held without bond. Officials say Officer Darren Goforth was shot 15 times at a gas station.
He runs up behind Deputy Goforth and puts a gun to the back of his head and shoots. Deputy Goforth hits the ground and then he continues to unload his gun.
That was Harris County District Attorney Devin Anderson. Hurricane Ignacio is moving toward Hawaii. It is